With more and more workers entitled to request flexible working arrangements, employers are having to grapple with the problem of calculating not only holiday pay, but also annual leave entitlement when an employee's working hours change. It's not so difficult when the change occurs at the beginning of the leave year, but it can be more complex when the change takes place, as it often does, during the holiday year. Hello, I'm Robert Redding from My Virtual HR, www.myvirtualhr.co.uk. In this recording, I will be answering the question of how to calculate holiday entitlement when workers change their hours during the holiday year. The recent European Court of Justice decision in the case of Greenfield against the Care Bureau Limited addressed this very question. The case concerned a worker who increased her working hours during the holiday year, and this is the background to the case. Ms. Greenfield was employed by the Care Bureau Limited from the 15th of June 2009. Her contract provided that working hours and days differed from week to week, and that the remuneration payable for any week varied according to the number of days or hours of work performed. She was entitled to 5.6 weeks of leave per year. Ms. Greenfield left the Care Bureau Limited on the 28th of May 2013. She took 7 days of paid annual leave in July 2012, which was during her final leave year. During the 12-week period immediately preceding that holiday, her work pattern was 1 day per week. From August 2012, she began working a pattern of 12 days on and 2 days off, taken as alternative weekends. In November 2012, Ms. Greenfield requested a week of paid leave. The Care Bureau Limited informed her that, as a result of the holiday she took in July 2012, she had exhausted her entitlement to paid annual leave. The entitlement to paid leave was calculated at the date on which the leave was taken, based on the working pattern for the 12-week period prior to the leave. Since Ms. Greenfield had taken a leave at a time when her work pattern was 1 day per week, she had taken the equivalent of 7 weeks of paid leave and accordingly exhausted her entitlement to paid annual leave. Ms. Greenfield brought a tribunal claim arguing that national law, read in conjunction with the EU law, required that leave already accrued and taken should be retroactively calculated and adjusted following an increase in working hours, for example, following a move from part-time to full-time working, so as to be proportional to the new number of working hours and not the hours worked at the time when the leave was taken. The tribunal made a reference to the European Court of Justice. The ECJ held that, in the event of an increase in the number of hours of work performed by a worker, member states are not obliged to provide that the entitlement to paid annual leave already accrued must be recalculated retroactively according to that worker's new work pattern. A new calculation must, however, be performed for the period during which working time had increased. A change, and in particular a reduction in working hours, when moving from full-time to part-time employment, cannot reduce the right to annual leave that the worker has already accumulated during the period of full-time employment. It follows that, as regards the accrual of entitlement to paid annual leave, it is necessary to distinguish periods during which the worker worked according to different work patterns. The number of units of annual leave accumulated in relation to the number of units worked were to be calculated for each period separately. The same conclusion should be drawn where the leave is not taken during the period in which it is accrued, in which the worker worked part-time, but during a later period in which she works full-time. Where the worker, after accumulating rights to paid annual leave during a period of part-time work, increases the number of hours worked and moves to full-time work, the number of units of annual leave accumulated in relation to the number of hours worked must be calculated separately for each period. EU law therefore requires a new calculation of rights to paid annual leave to be performed only for the period of work during which the worker increased the number of hours worked. The units of paid annual leave already taken during the period of part-time work, which exceeded the right to paid annual leave accumulated during that period, must be deducted from the units accrued during the period of work in which the worker increased the number of hours. What about post-termination employment? Well, helpfully, the ECJ went on to consider how holiday pay must be calculated where the employment relationship has terminated. Workers must receive their normal remuneration for annual leave. With regard to a worker who has not been able, for reasons beyond her control, to exercise her right to take paid annual leave before termination of the employment relationship, the allowance in lieu to which she is entitled must be calculated so that the worker is put in a position comparable to that she would have been in had she exercised that right during her employment relationship. It follows that the worker's normal remuneration is also decisive as regards the calculation of the pay in lieu of annual leave not taken when employment terminates. Therefore, the calculation of the pay in lieu of untaken annual leave must be carried out according to the same method as that used for calculation of normal remuneration. This means that if working hours have changed during the holiday year, different calculations will need to be performed for different periods. I'm Robert Reddin from My Virtual HR, www.myvirtualhr.co.uk. Thanks for listening.